I just got, Neil gave it to me, I got it.
Okay.
I will do it.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will chair this hearing in just one moment. So, is Mr. Yazzie on the phone yet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, are you on the phone?
Yes.
All right, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your ADC number and your full name for us, please?
Eric Kiyazi, DOC number 256430.
Okay, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones. You have the Honorable C.T. Wright, Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as a panel chair, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Osborne, sir. So prior to your hearing, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of your hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, it advised you that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Sir, I do, and I'd also like to note that Mr. Yazzie has received a new felony conviction and was sentenced on 11-9 of 2017 to 6 years and 6 months.
11-9?
Yes, sir.
And he has 6 years and 6 months?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
His new CSBD is October 11th of 2022.
Did it say what the other charges for?
Yes, sir. The defendant was convicted on new felony charge for theft of... I'll turn my mic on. The defendant was convicted on new felony charge for theft of means of transportation.
Okay, Mr. Yazzie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, I'm going to go over these allegations with you. When I read the allegations listed on your warrant, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 25th, 2017, per the TASC DCMS lab report dated January 30th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. Second allegation states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about December 2nd, 2016. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. And your last allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 26, 2017, as verbally directed on January 25, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. Because you have a new felony that's been convicted, you have a 6 year, 6 month sentence for theft of means of transportation, that your out date is now scheduled for 2022. October 2022, that's going to be your new release date. So I'm going to make a motion to move to find that Mr. Yazzie was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or may have, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal way. So currently I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal way. Or company as he committed another felony and has been sentenced to an additional term of 6 years, 6 months.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Yasi, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You do have an additional charge that you've been found guilty of, which has an additional 6 years, 6 months for theft of means of transportation. Your new release date, sir, is October 2022. Do you have any questions, sir?
No, you said October 2022?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Yasi. I do want to thank you for taking the time to appear, and that's concluding your hearing at this time.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.